Good morning. Welcome to Builders Briefing for March 17, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam, and today is all about the aged infrastructure layer growing up fast. We've got LangChain dropping a major new repo, Pydantic shipping a Rust-based Python sandbox, Chrome DevTools getting MCP support, and some privacy legislation you need to know about.
Yeah, it's one of those days where you look at the news and go, okay, the plumbing for agents just leveled up overnight. Let's get into it.
So the big story, LangChain just shipped something called Deep Agents. It's an open-source agent harness built on LangGraph, and it comes pre-wired with a planning tool, file system backend. And this is the big one, the ability to spawn sub-agents for complex tasks. Over 6,000 engagements, most discussed repo of the day by a wide margin.
Okay, so the subagent spawning is the part that has my attention. Because right now, if you want to decompose a complex task across specialized agents, you're basically writing brittle custom code to manage all that delegation and state passing. Having that as a first-party primitive is a big deal.
Exactly. And the pitch is, instead of hand-wrote your orchestration layer, task decomposition, tool writing, persistence, you get an opinionated framework that handles the plumbing so you focus on domain logic. If you've been stitching together LangChain chains with custom state management for multi-step workflows, this collapses that stack significantly.
Right. And what's wild is how fast this signals the shift. LangChain used to be framework for calling LLMs. Now it's positioning as an opinionated runtime for production agents. Planning plus delegation plus persistence as a bundled primitive, I think that becomes table stakes within months.
One caveat, though. The file system backend is intentionally simple right now. So the real question is how quickly they ship database and cloud storage backends. If you're evaluating this for production, just know you might need to bring your own persistence layer for a bit. Links in the briefing.
Still, even with that caveat, if you're building an internal agent platform, clone it and kick the tires before you invest another sprint into your homegrown orchestration.
All right, sticky with the AI and model space. Pydantic.
That's interesting because if you're letting LLMs generate and run Python, tool use, data analysis agents, code interpreters, you've probably been nervous about just shelling out to a real Python process. This gives you a sandboxed runtime that's purpose-built for that exact use case. The Rust foundation means it's fast, and the attack surface is way smaller.
And then there's the Apidex CLI, which is positioning itself as an MCP alternative for agents that talk to a lot of APIs. Their argument is that MCP servers eat too many tokens just describing the available tools. And if your agent needs access to, say, 15 or 20 APIs simultaneously, your context window is getting crushed before you even start the real work.
This is something I've actually run into. You wire up a bunch of MCP tools, and then you wonder why your output quality silently degrades. It's because a third of your context is just tool descriptions. Whether or not Apidec is the answer, the problem is very real. Measure your token overhead, people.
One more from this section. There's a great developer essay making the rounds called LLMs Can Be Exhausting about the hidden cognitive tax of AI-assisted development. Over 400 engagements. It's about the mental overhead of reviewing, verifying, and correcting LLM output.
Oh, this one hit home. Because the promise is, AI makes you faster, but the reality is, you're spending real cognitive energy on verification. If you're designing AI developer tools, your UX needs to reduce verification burden, not just generation speed. There's a companion piece too. A practitioner's workflow guide about when to use LLMs versus when to just write the code yourself. Both linked in the briefing, both worth reading.
Okay, DevTools. The one I'm most excited about, Google shipped a Chrome DevTools MCP integration. Your AI agents can now inspect, debug, and interact with live browser sessions through the Model Context Protocol. Read the DOM, check console errors, inspect network requests, all through a standardized interface.
This is huge for anyone building browser automation, testing agents, or web scraping tools. Having a standardized way for an agent to actually see what's happening in a browser session. That's a completely different level of capability than just sending HTTP requests and hoping for the best.
And a quick shout out to the Go team. they shipped a source-level inliner with a new GoFix inline directive. If you maintain Go libraries, you can mark functions for automatic migration when APIs change. Your users just run GoFix, and call sites get rewritten automatically. Painless deprecation.
Every language ecosystem should steal this idea immediately. The amount of time we all spend on manual API migration is absurd.
All right, shifting to security and privacy. Three stories here that all pull in the same direction. Canada's Bill C-22 mandates mass metadata surveillance. ISPs would need to retain and provide metadata in some cases without warrants. The UK has defence officials raising alarms about Palantir's deep integration into government data infrastructure. And in the US, there's a draft Federal Right to Privacy Act circulating on GitHub.
So if you zoom out, you've got three countries all grappling with data access and privacy from different angles. Mandatory retention in Canada, vendor concentration risk in the UK, and potential federal data minimization requirements in the US. If you're building consumer-facing products in any of these markets, your data architecture decisions might be shaped by legislation sooner than you think.
Yeah, the Canada one in particular. If you're serving Canadian users, review your data retention architecture now. Don't wait for the compliance deadline. Links in the briefing for all three.
Quick hits.
Andre Carpathy published a really clean interactive visualizer for the US job market, worth a look if you're in the hiring or career tool space. There's a brutal audit of a news site loading 49 megabytes on a single page. Run your own audit, people. And someone built a home assistant setup that waters their plants, which is the kind of IoT content we all need.
49 megs for a news page. That's not a web page. That's a small video game. Also, AirPods Max 2, announced by Apple, and AUTOMATIC1111's Stable Diffusion Web UI is seeing renewed activity if you want full local control over image generation.
So here's the takeaway for today. The agent infrastructure layer is consolidating fast. LangChain bundles planning, subagents, and persistence. Pydantic ships a sandboxed runtime. Chrome DevTools gets MCP support for browser-aware agents. The message is clear. Stop rolling your own orchestration and evaluate these purpose-built primitives. These teams are iterating faster than you can maintain custom code.
And don't sleep on the MCP context window problem. If your agent talks to more than a handful of tools, measure your token overhead before it silently degrades your output quality. That's the kind of bug that's really hard to catch, because everything still works. It just works worse.
That's a wrap for March 17th. If any of these stories matter for what you're building, all the links are in the briefing. We'll be back tomorrow with more. Until then, ship something good.
See you tomorrow, builders.